所罗门在当王的时候，神向他显现说：“你可以求一件事情，我要给你。”
When King Solomon, when Solomon became the king, God appeared to him and he said, "If you were to ask for one thing, I will grant you."
今天如果主耶稣向我们显现说：“你可以求一件事情，我要给你。”请问大家会求什么？
And today, if the Lord Jesus appeared in front of us and asked that you, he will grant you a wish, what is something that you will ask for?
结果所罗门求智慧。
So Solomon chose wisdom.
哦，神非常的高兴。
And God was very pleased.
结果给他非常大的智慧。
So God grant him great wisdom.
连他所没有求的长寿跟财富也给他。
And God also grant him longevity and all the wealth on top of that.
那在诗篇九十篇里面呢、啊，摩西在年老的时候，他提到他对神的心愿。
So in Psalms 90, Moses talked about his wish in the end towards the latter part of his time.
摩西有六个向神有六个祈求。
And Moses has six requests from the Lord.
那第一个祈求就是求神让我得着智慧的心。
And first off, the request is to ask God to give him a heart of wisdom.
所以这个智慧啊，在我们人生当中是非常的重要。
So wisdom is, we can see that it is very important as to our human life.
我们现在来看箴言在提到智慧的果效。
We see the efficacy of wisdom in Proverbs.
看箴言的第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
我们现在人常常觉得钱最重要。
Nowadays, people tend to think that money is the most important thing.
好不好就是看钱多不多。
Whether a person is good or bad depends on how much wealth he has.
这工作如果赚很多钱就好，没有赚钱就不好。
If this, this work, or career that you took has enabled you to earn a lot of money, it is good. And if you do not have a good income, it is bad.
那这个人如果很有钱就变成好的，没有钱就不好，就现在变成一切以钱来判断。
If this person is wealthy, you would think this person is good. So you determine how a person is, whether or not they have enough wealth.
但是这个箴言第三章怎么说呢？
But what does Proverbs chapter 3 tells us?
十三节。
Verse 13. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding.
这里说得智慧得聪明，这个人就有福了。
So here it says, blessed is the man who finds wisdom.
那十四节讲智慧的价值。
So in verse 14, it says, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold.
人最羡慕是金跟银。
What man envies the most is gold and silver.
那智慧的价值胜过金子跟银子能够给我们。
So the...
智慧的价值啊，超过金子跟银子的价值。
The price of wisdom can excel than what silver and gold can give to us.
也就是智慧所给我们的是金银买不到的。
So that is to say that wisdom that comes from God is something that cannot be purchased or bought by gold and silver.
十五节。
Verse 15. She's more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her.
所以我们在世界上你所羡慕的一切、啊跟智慧比，还是智慧最宝贵、啊。
So the things that you admire in this world is far more precious than the wisdom itself.
所以我们一生啊，需要追求智慧。
So when in our life, we have to pursue for wisdom.
好，那为什么这样说呢
？Why do I say this?
十六节
，verse 16, long life is in her right hand; in her left hand are riches and honor.
他把智慧当作一个人。
Wisdom can be compared to a person.
其实这个智慧就是指神本身了、啊。
Wisdom actually meant God himself.
神是智慧的来源，神就是智慧本身。
God is the source of wisdom, and wisdom comes from God.
说他的右手有长寿。
So in her right hand is long life.
谁最长寿？
Who lived the longest?
圣经记载一个人969岁。
In the Bible records of a man who lived up to 969 years.
但是他还死了。
But in the end, he still died.
那智慧会让我们认识神。
Wisdom can bring us to know God better.
那认识神是智慧的开始。
To know God is the beginning of the wisdom.
那认识神我们有什么？
So to understand and know God, what can we learn?
有永生啊。
we can gain eternal life.
就是永远不死。
That is, we will not, we will live forever.
啊，死了还会复活。
And even if we die, we will resurrect.
所以左手啊，右手有长寿。
So in our right hand, there's long life.
那这个长寿不是金银你买得到的。
This long life cannot be purchased by silver or gold.
所以有时候我们听曾听人在讲哦，青年的时候拼命赚钱。
So we hear that when we are in our younger days, we earn never stop to earn a lot of money.
到中年要退休的时候，钱赚很多。
And when we retire, we have a lot of wealth.
但是到处都是毛病。
But then there'll be many problems that arises.
因为你用太多精力去赚钱。
Because you put in so much effort and energy into pursuing wealth.
那接下去就是用赚来的钱去保养身体。
And you will end up using all the wealth that you have earned to preserve or to try to take care of your body.
所以真的钱就是很有限的。
So we can see that wealth is limited.
但是我们认识神。就有长寿。
But if we know and understand God, we have a long life.
好，那下面十六节。
Verse 16.
左手有富贵。
In her left hand are riches and honor.
哇，这太好了，富 this, 丰富。
This is good because it's abundance.
啊，贵尊贵。
And honor.
哦，我们在想，我信耶稣啊，没有富贵啊。
We say that when we believe in Jesus, we do not have wealth.
有，昨天晚上有没有提到？在神里面的富足。
And yesterday we talked about that how one can prosper in God.
在神里面的人是富足的。
In God, we are all rich.
他是生命很丰盛的。
Because our life is full of abundance.
最丰富的人就是有神的恩典的人。
A person full of abundance is a person with a lot of grace and blessings from the Lord.
所以智慧会带领我们认识神。
Wisdom can bring us to know God.
来享受基督里面的丰盛。
To enjoy this abundance of blessing that God has given us.
那贵呢？
What is honor?
贵就是尊贵。
Honor is the most prestigious honor.
最尊贵的人是谁？
Who is the most prestigious person?
不是 Obama。
Not Obama.
最尊贵是你跟我。
The most honorable person are you and me.
因为我们信耶稣都是主耶稣的儿女。
When we believe in God, we are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
这个是最尊贵的。
This is the most honor.
希伯来书说，神派天使在看顾我们。
Hebrew says that God sent angels to watch over us.
所以每个人周围都有天使在看顾我们。
Everyone is surrounded by angels that is watching over us.
这不是很尊贵吗？
Isn't this honorable?
所以有智慧就有丰富，有尊贵。
When there's wisdom, there will be abundance, and there will be long life and honor.
十七节。
Verse 17. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace.
这里讲哦。他的道是安乐的。
So it says that her ways are pleasant.
大家都很希望活得很快乐。
Everyone wants to live a very joyful life.
但是事实上啊，很多人生活得很痛苦。
But we know that in actual fact, many of us are living in suffering and in pain.
想要快乐，但是哦，你就是没有办法，就是有很多事情发生，你很痛苦。
We want to be happy, but there are always many things that and unable us to be truly happy.
但是智慧带领我们走那个路。
But the wisdom can bring us to walk on the path.
比方说，带领我们全家都信主。
It can bring the whole family to believe in the Lord.
你知道全家信主的人哦，一个礼拜最快乐一天是哪一天？
And we know that for a family that has the everyone that come to believe, and when they come together, what are the most happy day out of the 7 days? It is Saturday.
安息日。
It is the Sabbath day.
如果你年纪很大，你的大大小小都很敬畏神。
If you have an advance in age, and all the family in your household are all God-fearing children.
礼拜六你发现家庭团圆就在教会里面。
And you can see that on Saturday, this is like a family reunion for you in church.
我们在唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
And when we sing hymns, pray and praise God.
而且如果全家都敬畏神。
And we see that the whole family and the whole household come together to fear God.
你就不需要忧虑他会用 drug.
You don't have to worry about your children getting addicted to drug.
会去醉酒。
And they getting drunk.
会去赌博。
They go to gamble.
会跟人打架。
Or they go out and create a commotion or a fight.
他有神在保守他。
Because you know that God will protect and keep him.
所以如果我们懂得认识神，你这样走下去，这条路是很喜乐的。
Because we know using wisdom to walk on this path, we know that this path that we take will be joyful.
但是如果我们没有智慧带领我们家人来归主。
But if we do not have this wisdom to bring our family into the Lord,
小孩子你看很可爱，很高兴。
And when we see little children, they're adorable and they're always happy.
进到 teenage 的时候，烦恼好多。
And but when they enter into teenage life, they have a lot of problems.
你怕他交到坏朋友。
You're afraid that they might get into the wrong crowd.
怕他有坏习惯。
You're afraid that she start developing bad habits.
有很多害怕。
And there's so many fear and concern.
你发现你没有办法控制他。
You realize you cannot control them anymore.
他出去要做什么就做什么。
Because whatever they go out and do, they can do whatever they want.
但是如果我们有智慧带领他来信主。
But if we have this wisdom to bring them to the Lord.
他有敬畏神的心。
And we have a God afflict in them, a God-fearing heart.
他走到天涯海角，你都不需要忧虑。
So when they go anywhere in the corners of the earth, you do not need to be worried.
所以你看到你的孩子，你的孩子就是你的安慰。
Because when you see your children, they are your comfort.
真的很喜乐。
And then this is very joyful.
这是智慧啊。
This is wisdom.
所以我们小孩子小的时候，最重要不是赚钱让他享受。
So when they are young, the most important thing is not to earn a lot of money so that they can enjoy.
最重要是花时间带领他们的信仰，这个叫做智慧。
The most important thing is to spend time to raise their faith, and this is true wisdom.
那这样你这样走下去，你发现你的家庭非常喜乐。
And if you continue to walk on this path, you can see that your whole family will be delighted in the Lord.
那在十七节的下半句。
17, the second part. And all her paths are peace.
说她的路是平安的。什么是平安？
What is peace?
昨天晚上我没有查考。
And we talked about that last night.
平安就是没有忧虑。
To have peace is to have no worries.
忧虑太多，你没有平安啊。
When you have too many concern and worries, you do not have peace.
我们心安静不下来。
Because our heart cannot be quiet down.
平安就是没有害怕。
To have peace is to not have fear and do not be afraid.
害怕你就没有平安了。
Once you have fear, you do not have peace.
那什么样的人没有忧虑，没有害怕？
What kind of people do not have worries and do not fear?
就是神同在的人。
There are people who are with the Lord.
所以这个诗篇说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我不怕。
In Psalms it says that even though I am in the shadow of the valley of death, I do not fear.
因为你跟我同在。
Because God is with us.
什么事情发生，我们都不怕。
Whatever things happen, we are not afraid.
因为大有能力又爱我们的神与我们同在。
Because we trust that God Almighty will be with us.
那这个智慧带给我们长寿、富贵、喜乐跟平安。
So wisdom brought us long life, joy, peace, and wealth.
喜乐跟平安。
Joy and peace.
还有长寿跟富贵。
Long life and richness.
那因此这个智慧的价值太大。
So we can see the price of wisdom is very great.
所以当然我们信耶稣，你可以求各种身体平安啊，事业找到好工作，这个都可以。
But we know that if we can also pray to have a smooth sailing job or a good career or good body, and these are good.
但是更有价值的追求是要求神给我们有智慧。
But the higher price of pursuit is to ask God to give us wisdom.
好。我们现在看雅各书在提到上头的智慧。
We look at James that talk about the wisdom from above.
雅各书。
James.
雅各书的第三章。
James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章在提到有两种的智慧。
James chapter 3 talks about two types of wisdom.
好，我们先来看14节。
Verse 14.
跟15节。
Verse 14. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Verse 15. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil.
这个十四节告诉我们说有一种智慧不是从上头来的。
Here it tells us there's a kind of wisdom that does not come from above.
这个就表示说有一种智慧是从上头来的。
So it also tells us there's another kind of wisdom that comes from above.
那另外一种智慧是属地的。
The other kind of wisdom is earthly.
所以圣经告诉我们智慧有两种。
So we can see that the Bible tells us that there are two types of wisdom.
一种是属地的。
One belongs to the world.
属地就是我们一般人所说的这个人很有聪明很有智慧。
So belonging to the earthly wisdom is one that we often say that this person is very smart, very full of intelligence.
那另外一种从上头，这个上头就是代表神，从神来的。
The other type of wisdom comes from God and it is from above.
那如果这个智慧会带给我们这么多好处，那个智慧本身呢，是指着从上头来的，不是地上的。
So if wisdom can bring us so many benefits, this kind of wisdom comes from above and not from not earthly.
是属灵的。
This is spiritual.
好，那我们就要看这个属地跟属灵的智慧有什么不同。
Now we can see the difference between earthly wisdom and spiritual wisdom.
第三章十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
这里讲心里怀着苦毒的嫉妒。
Here it says you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition.
这个是地上的智慧。
These are wisdom that is from the earth.
所以比较聪明，地上比较聪明的人有时候很难相处。
So people who are very smart in this world are sometimes very difficult to get along.
因为他很容易嫉妒。
Because they are very easily jealous.
你也从很好学校毕业，我也从很好学校毕业，为什么你比我高？就会就嫉妒啊。
They tend to compare of their education level. That why are you, we come from the same good school? Why is your career or things that you do are way better than me?
那圣经说嫉妒好像火在心里面烧。
And here the Bible says envious is just like a fire burning inside.
那嫉妒会产生很多不好的事情。
When you're jealous or when you're envious of others, you will cause many unpleasant things.
嫉妒好像会骨头朽烂。
It will cause the bones to rot.
那第二个纷争十四节。
And then there will be selfish and ambition.
如果我们看英文更清楚中文的纷争我们就有时候不是很清楚。英文叫 self ambition.
English content is clearer with selfish ambition.
就是我们人有一个理想，但是那个理想是以自我为中心。
Men had this kind of goal in their life, but sometimes it becomes very self-centered.
那这样就会产生纷争。
And because of that, it will cause division and contention.
所以为什么聪明人在一起没有办法和睦。
And why is that that when intelligent people come together, there's no harmony and there's no peace?
因为每一个人都有头脑，我要为我的保护我的利益。
Everyone in their mind wanted to guard their own interests.
所以他做每一件事情后面都有一个隐藏的一个目的，我要保护我的利益。
Because everything they do has an ulterior motive that they have to protect and guard their own interests.
那这样就会引起纷争。
And because of that, it will cause contention and division.
这个是地上的智慧。
These are earthly wisdom.
那下面说，不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。
And then it goes on to say, do not boast and do not deny the truth.
这个地上的智慧就是让人自夸。
This earthly wisdom causes a person to boast.
就是把自己抬到跟神一样，这个就是自夸。
He elevates himself to the same level as God, and he starts to boast about himself.
那这个智慧本身是不好的，为什么？
This kind of wisdom is not right. Why is that so?
因为当一个人自夸，他就得罪了神。
When a person starts to boast about himself, he transgresses against God.
因为我们一切比别人好的，其实都是从神来的。
Everything that we have that is good all comes from God.
那一个人开始自夸，他就得罪了神，所以这个智慧实在是没有智慧。
But when he starts to boast of what he has transgressed against God. And in that way, he does not have wisdom.
那下面说，说谎话抵挡真道。
And then it goes on to say that he denied the truth.
就是说他想的跟真道不一样。
And whatever he thinks is very different from the truth.
那下面说，这样的智慧不是从神来的。
So this kind of wisdom does not come from heaven.
是属地的。
It belongs to the earth.
属地就是说，地面上活的人都是这样的。
So because everyone in living in this earth thinks the same way.
他的理想是地面上的。
His ambition is of this earth.
他努力的都是地上的。
Whatever he strives hard is of this earth.
所以这个智慧哦，它的价值就只是在地上而已。
So the wisdom is only limited that is of this world.
啊，死了就完了。
And once a person dies, it is over.
那下面说属情欲的。
And then those who belongs to the desire.
哦，这个第十五节哈，属地、属情欲、属鬼嘛。
On earth is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil.
哦，这个是属情欲的。
This is unspiritual.
加拉太书里面讲情欲的事，就是嫉妒、恼怒、纷争。
And in Galatians, everything that is belonging to the desire of the flesh are anger, wrath, and contention.
所以有人的地方就有嫉妒、恼怒、纷争。
Whenever there's people, there's always contention, envy, and anger.
里面不是没有聪明人，里面聪明人很多。
It is not that there's no intelligent people among this group. There are many people who are intelligent.
但是这个智慧是地上的。
But these kind of wisdom only comes from the earth.
那下面说是属鬼魔的。
And it also belongs to the devil.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为这个智慧到最后引导我们还是活在罪里面。
Because this kind of wisdom and lead us that the fact that we're still in sin.
啊，所以这是属鬼魔的。
So it belongs to the devil.
啊，那十六节。
Verse 16.
何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样坏事。
From where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice.
啊，所以啊，这一些啊，嫉妒、自我的 self ambition 哦，带来就是扰乱。
And when you have envy and self ambition, you have disorder.
就失去了和睦。
And you lost the harmony.
哦，所以我们在教会里面哦，我们啊，不能够用地上的智慧在教会里面做事情。
So when we're in church, we cannot use earthly wisdom to execute our church work.
如果用地上的智慧在教会做事情，教会问题很多。
Because if you use earthly wisdom to try to do church work, there'll be many problems arises.
所以不是说在地外面很聪明、很会做事、书读得很好的人，在教会就可以做事情。
So it does not mean that a person who's so established in his outside world and so accomplished in his career can be able to handle church work very well.
有时候那个智慧用在教会里面带给教会分裂。
Sometimes if they have to use the earthly wisdom and apply it in church, it will cause division in church.
那是不好的。
And that is not good.
那我们需要的是什么？
What do we need?
我们需要是上头来的智慧。
We need the wisdom from above.
好，我们看这个上头的智慧是什么。
Let us see what is the spiritual wisdom.
十三节。
Verse 13.
雅各书三章十三节。
James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, his deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom.
好，这里说，谁是有智慧的呢？
Who is wise?
这是指的说有属灵的智慧。
This refers to the spiritual wisdom.
那在他的善行上要显出来。
It will be manifested by his good life and his good deeds.
什么是善行？就是实际上生活看得到的。
What is good deeds? It means that you can see from your eye.
智慧是在头脑里面的。
Wisdom is being conceived in our brains.
那我们怎么知道这个人有智慧？
How do we know whether a person is wise?
你看他活的生，他怎么生活？
Just by seeing how he lived his life.
怎么对待人？
How he treat others.
怎么在做事情？
How he execute certain tasks.
这个就是他智慧的表现。
These are the manifestation of a person having wisdom.
所以在智慧上显出他的善行来。
In his wisdom, he will manifest his good deeds.
所以有智慧的人一定有好名声。
A person with good wisdom will have a good reputation.
为什么？
Why is this so?
因为他有善行。
Because he has many good deeds.
那这个善行是从智慧来的。
This good deeds comes from wisdom.
有很好的表现。
He has very good behavior.
所以他一定会有好名声。
So he will have a good reputation.
那特别是在温柔上显出善行。
And especially in humility that comes from wisdom.
所以这个智慧就带给人谦卑啊 ，humility.
With wisdom, it will bring humility.
而一个真的有智慧人是很谦卑的。
A person who is wise is very humble.
为什么？
Why?
因为神阻挡骄傲的人。
Because God opposed the proud.
如果一个人啊，他的生活，他所做的事情是神不喜欢的。
If a person led a life that is unpleasing to the eyes of the Lord,
那这个人不能说他有智慧啊。
You cannot say this person has wisdom.
那神喜欢的人是温柔，是谦卑的。
The person that God has favor in, it's very gentle and humble.
所以这个智慧的这个人一定是很温柔啊。
This person will, who has wisdom will be very gentle.
不会说性情很暴躁，跟大家都合不起来，这个不是上头的智慧。
The person will not be very hot-tempered and cannot get along with people, and this is not from wisdom from above.
好，看十七节。
Verse 17.
上头来的智慧有几个特色。
There are some characteristics of the wisdom from above.
第一个是清洁。
First is pure.
这个清洁就是说动机很纯正。
Pure means our motive or intention is very clear and pure.
我们在教会服侍神，动机很纯正。
When we serve people in church, our motive is very, very pure.
就是怎么做能够让教会得到最大的好处。
That is with the good intention of whatever they do, it is to benefit the church.
不是在建立个人的影响力。
It is not to draw an influence among people.
或者在教会里面，个人要什么出名。
It is not to make a name for themselves in church.
就是为着神。很纯。
The intention the objective is to glorify God. It is very pure.
这个叫智慧。
This is wisdom.
还有就是爱人很纯。
And to love people purely.
所以有的慕道到我们教会来说，你们教会的信徒爱人是没有目的的，这个是很好啊。
There's some truth seeker that come to church and see that we love people without any other intention, and this is good.
所以我们去爱一个别人，就是希望他好，就是这样而已。
So if we love people, it is the intention of hope that the person will change and be good, and this is a good thing.
没有一个什么目的在后面隐藏的。
There's no ulterior motive or any hidden meaning behind it.
所以大家彼此相爱，你觉得很单纯。
So everyone will love one another, and this is very pure.
这是智慧。
This is wisdom.
所以在教会里面呢，有时候我们如果有利害关系哦，这个不是智慧啊。
So in church, if we have a certain kind of influence among others, this is not wisdom.
利害关系哦 ，personal benefit 哦，有这个利害关系的纠葛哦，这个不是智慧。
And if in church, if you have
有利害关系啊，比方说一起做生意啦，这等等啊。
With a special intention, just as like a business dealings, this is not good.
因为这个到最后，我们到现在看起来，一旦生意垮了，信仰也垮了。
Because when the business falls through and does not work out, the faith will go down.
所以我们爱人很纯。
When we love people, we love them with a pure heart.
没有隐藏的目的。
There's no hidden meaning behind it.
不是说我爱你，我要利用你做什么，没有这样的。
It is not like if I love this person, I want the person to do something for me. It is not so.
我对你好，以后我要利用你，没有这样的。
When I treat you well, in the future, I'm trying to make use of you. It is not the case.
非常纯。
This is very pure.
这个叫上头的智慧。
This is the wisdom from above.
第二个是和平的。
The second characteristic is peace loving.
就是带给人和睦。
Is to bring harmony among people.
所以有时候你如果教会好像合不起来，但是一两户或者一两个人搬走了，教会很和平，那这个搬走的可能有问题。
So sometimes when people cannot get along within families, and when one of them suddenly move away, the church become very in harmony, so there might be a problem.
那如果说一个很平静的教会，一两个人进来了，教会就开始有一点好像分裂，那这一两个可能有问题。
But if a church is very peaceful right from the beginning, and someone moved in and caused some this discord or disharmony, and then there'll be problem among this family.
所以这个智慧所带给我们走到的地方，就是让人跟人和睦，让神人跟神和睦，这样叫做上头的智慧。
So the wisdom that we carry with us is to be able to bring peace and harmony among people, and peace and harmony between God.
耶稣是和平的君。
Jesus is the King of Peace.
所以主的智慧在我们里面，我们成就和平。
When the wisdom of God is in our heart, we will manifest peace.
那下面是温良。
And then we'll be considerate.
柔顺。
Submissive.
然后满有怜悯，多结善果。
And then full of mercy and good fruit.
所以这个智慧的表现，就对人啊非常有怜悯的心。
So this spiritual wisdom, it is towards other. You have a compassionate heart.
就是主耶稣的智慧。
That is the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那为什么怜悯人是智慧？
Why is it that to be considered or show passion? It is kind of wisdom.
因为怜悯向审判夸胜。
Because to show compassion, it is to boast against judgment.
要怜悯别人，我们就蒙神的怜悯。
To show compassion to others, we in turn will be shown compassion.
所以这个叫做智慧。
This is wisdom.
你对人很有爱心，很怜悯他，神就怜悯我们，祷告就很多体验。
If you love others, God will also love you, and you will experience a lot in your prayers.
那下面两个也很重要。智慧是没有偏见的。
The last two is also important. Wisdom is impartial and sincere.
这个没有偏见就是我们对一个人的看法，不会受到他外在条件的影响。
To be impartial is whatever we look at a person is not based on external factors.
就这个人有教育，或者没有教育，有没有地位，没有地位，有没有外表，没有外表，我们可以把它放在一旁。
Whether this person is educated or has status or whether of his appearance, we can cast all these factors aside.
那我们对他的看法，他做的事情啊，对就是对，不对就是不对，这个叫没有偏见。
Our view of him is based on whether he does certain things accordingly or whether he does not do certain things. And it has nothing to do with other factors.
不简单。
This is not easy.
把一个人跟他做的事情分开来看。
To detach a person.Actual person detach him from his whatever he has to do.
这个叫没有偏见。
This is to be impartial.
那最后就是没有假冒。
The last is to be to be sincere.
Sincere 就是很实在、很诚恳，待人很实在。
It is to be very real, very true, and treat people with a genuine heart.
也就是这个人你可以相信。
That this person is someone you can trust.
他讲的话是实在的。
That his words are true.
那这个叫做上头的智慧。
These are wisdom from above.
那十八节，智慧带给人是使人和平的。
So in verse 18, wisdom will bring peace to people.
所以我们需要的是这种智慧。
What we need is this kind of wisdom.
上头的智慧。
That is the wisdom from above.
就是主耶稣的智慧。
That is the wisdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
用这种智慧来生活。
If we apply this wisdom to live our life,
那就会带给我们很多的好处。我们刚刚读的箴言，刚刚开始读的。
We can see how much it will benefit us, just as we have read in Proverbs.
我们来唱诗。
Sing hymn.